Hey, this is Kiko, and you're listening to Audio on Demand with Chris 200.
That was Chris 200 checking in with Pizza Babe.
Pizza, you gotta listen to Chris 200.
Hi, Chris 200.
He's too busy listening to Chris 200.
It's really hot.
Hi, Chris 200.
You're listening to thefreenetwork.com.
Get this on to Hi. Ooh, ooh.
It's Bill. He ain't got any of that damn money. Right. He ain't got no woman either.
Hello, this is Chris 200. Welcome to Audio on Demand. Today is the 17th, I believe. Yes, it is. Of December 2007. I'd just like to say thanks to Christian Huygens for posting a comment on a little post that I made. Yesterday, last night. Thanks for checking out the show. And, hey, at least I know there's some folks out there listening. Something I heard on the news today. I've kind of, in the last week or so, since the 5th of December, I believe it was the 5th or 6th of December, with the mall shooting in Omaha, Nebraska. I really haven't done any podcasts per se, about anything other than the shootings. And today I learned I think it's Thursday of this week, they're going to go ahead and open up that store again where the shootings occurred. So, I mean, that's really all I know. I don't know if they've remodeled part of that store, they just replaced the carpet where they've, had the blood stains or what. I have no idea what happened there or what's going on there. I do know that there is some sort of a fund out there called the Von Maur Fund. It's got something like $350,000 in it. I think it plans are that goes to the families of the people that were killed there. And I don't know if it goes to the family of the shooter. I don't know. But there's that out there. I don't know. I don't know exactly how you contribute to that. I imagine if you Google that, if you're interested, something will come up. I know several banks in town have been collecting money. I know for sure. I believe. I shouldn't say this for sure. I believe that First National Bank. In Omaha is collecting funds for that, so another way you can contribute, and I always get a little bit ever since 9/11 I get a little bit I get a little bit careful about where monies go and that. You know, probably one of the best places to put your money if you're looking to give money to someone or some organization. You know, this may not apply to everybody. I don't give any money to United Way or Red Cross, you know, American Cancer Society, anything like that. If you really want to give money, and this is kind of what I believe is the best way to you know, get that money out there so that it's used, give it to your local church, or if you don't belong to a church, you know, pick a church, pick the church down the street, and just say, here, you know, do with it what you want, or say, you know, this is in memory of whatever, and do that. I like I said, I get a little bit concerned about where these monies go when they go to these large organizations. I'm not saying that it holds true for every organization, but you know, a lot of that money gets wrapped up into administration and things like that. And if you give it to your church, or give it to a church, at least I feel that it, you know, it doesn't go to some fat cat salary somewhere. You know, they make very collected and calculated decisions on monies, on where they're going to be donated and that. So, if you really want to make an impact, do it locally. I'm not saying don't send it to Omaha and to these people, but I think that makes the best impact. At least that's my thoughts on this subject. So go ahead and do that, and you know, that's just my two cents on that type of thing. So. And if you don't belong to a church and you're comfortable with, you know, giving to the United Way or Red Cross or whatever, that's fine too. But or whatever it is, you know, continue to do that, and the money will get there. The money will get there one way or another. It'll help people. It may not help exactly the people that you're wanting to help, but you know, perhaps there's some people there that have you know, greater needs than others. So that's my two cents on that. So what's been going on in Chris 200 land? Well, it doesn't seem like a whole lot. I've been doing a lot of work in the last week or so. I was actually in really good spirits this last week. Today I really wasn't in the best of moods. I didn't take my medication yesterday either. And I do need to go get some more medication. Last couple days I've kind of had a cold or something that's been bugging me, so I've been a little bit under the weather. A little bit under the weather there, and yeah, other things going on. Let's see. Yesterday I slept whenever I could. I inflated my tires on my car. which I think may have almost sent me to a higher plane, if you know what I mean. I blew right through a stop sign and everything with the brakes locked up. I don't know. I really wasn't going that fast. I don't know what happened if I wasn't paying attention, but I went clean through that intersection, stop sign and that. Kind of glad I wasn't recording, because that would have been crazy, you know. Slid right through it. It's still, well, actually today a lot of the snow melted off, it looks like, even though it was pretty cold today. They said it was, you know, like zero or, you know, in the single digits this morning when I left. I couldn't tell. I never really did get out of the car. This morning, so, anyway, did that. Sunday was the Christmas program / pageant at church. Saturday we had a rehearsal, and I recorded both of those. Some of those may end up online here. See how things are going. Tonight, when I get home, maybe I can put a clip of that up. Kind of a funny little skit. Lasts about an hour. Probably won't put the whole thing up, just probably a few minutes of it. I really didn't have anything to do with it other than my kid was in it. He was a shepherd. And there were some speaking lines. Some high school kids did some speaking lines and things like that. And kind of a cute little program that they put on. I gotta go see if I can rip that bad boy onto DVD tonight so folks can get copies of it that don't want copies of it. And I'm kind of tired tonight. Well, I guess my wife didn't go into work today. I don't know why. She just didn't want to. She gets more perks and promotions than I've ever seen. And me, I'm still busting my ass doing the things I do. And shit's falling over in my car. We are now on the Platte River Bridge. For those of you keeping track, we are 21 miles from home now. And, you know, roughly 20 minutes from my home. So that's that. Yeah, last week, not a whole lot going on. I had to, I got on. I'm not going to talk about that. I don't want to jinx myself, but I made some phone calls to find out what the hell is going on, because nothing's going on. And such is my life. I really don't have anything else to say. I'm kind of getting anxious to get the holidays behind me. They're always a stressful time for me. And some running around and that on those days. So, yeah, I've got Christmas and an anniversary and my birthday coming up. Yeah, my birthday has, well, it's always been, My birthday is after Christmas, after New Year's, and it's kind of like the God don't give a shit day. Anyway, that's, kind of the way my birthday goes every year. It's just the way it is. People are just kind of burned out. They don't really want to do anything for your birthday. And move over, Mr. Camaro. Don't need to be wrapping the vintage Acura around anything today. Almost did that once. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. I'm just coming out of the construction zone here. I'm tired. I want to take a nap. I doubt if that'll happen. I need to do some more Christmas shopping and whatnot here the next day or so. And one more thing. I've been working on a webpage for a business and had a little snag this morning on it. And I think I got that put back together. So we'll see how things go in the next few days to see how things are working out on that thing. Yeah, I really had it hosed up. I didn't realize there was another program out there that was being used to administer an email list. So, anyways, I got that back together, and we'll see how things go. I've got to figure out how to. I need to figure out how to post to WordPress HTML-styled emails. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. Hopefully, this recording sticks. Have a good week. I don't know if we'll be back before Christmas or before the new year. I don't know. Hey, Pizza Babe. Hey, Nobilis. Hey, Saturncast. Hey, Kiko. Thanks for the file. I will see if I can get out and use that. This is Chris 200, Audio On Demand. Talk to you later. Bye.
Did you like it? Was it good? You can get this podcast and more over at thefreaknetwork.com.